Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to all of you on the blog line. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line, and we've combined with the blog line. I just want to welcome you, let you know that Jesus is real. I was just telling the people about how we owe God some praise. Everything he does for us, many times we don't even realize the blessings of the Lord, which really make it doubly rich and add no sorrow with it. We don't even realize how good he is. Yeah, somebody puts your finger, you move your finger. I wish you could just see, go to the hospital sometimes and see people who can't even move. They can't move their fingers. They can't move their toes. Somebody just move your feet. Wish, if you could see how many people don't have feet, amputees, you would praise them more than you praise them. And someone didn't understand and said, you know, I came on the block, man, but I don't quite understand. You understand that God's been good to you, don't you? You understand that you owe him some praise. On the bottom line, to it is that our platform is to try to give God 1,000 thank yous individually every night. And worldwide, with people coming from Africa, Asia, India, Russia, Spain, and I can just keep on naming, we're giving God at least 2 billion, probably more than that, but I just want to be accurate, but at least 2 billion praises a night. And I just want you to know that he deserves all of it. Amen. And so he's been so good to you. Why don't you stop and give God some time? Give him at least 20 minutes of praise. Thanking him continuously, 20 minutes will give you 1,000 thank yous. God bless all of you. I'm going to open up the line this morning to the wisdom seminar we were discussing habits on yesterday. The enemy was trying to give you habits that will make you backslide. We talked about backsliding before we did habits. And he'll try to give you habits that will cause you to become lukewarm. And in Revelations, God said that if you be lukewarm, he would that you be hot or cold, but lukewarm, he will spew you out of his mouth. And be careful. There are so many things, habits, that the enemy will bring upon you. I thought about you are what you take in. You are what you take in. And some of y'all are looking at television. You got a habit of looking at this and a habit of looking at that. And some of these programs carry spirits with them. Spirits. Watch your habits. You know, on television, there's so many spirits that come out of there and go right into you. You don't even know you got these evil spirits because of your habit of watching this and watching that. And you can't watch television shows where women are having sex with other women and think that that won't carry a spirit with it. You can't watch shows where men... on television... Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Please, hold on just a bit. Can y'all hear me?
Yes. We can now. You were out for a while.
All right. God bless you. Well, that was the enemy. But I want to open up the... wisdom seminar this morning on habits again. I believe some of you have wisdom that will be a blessing to people all across the world. This is their church to some of them. And I'm trying to help them. Want you to be a blessing to them. I'll come back a little bit. Let me adjust my phone here. God bless you. Anybody want to talk about habits again, what the enemy will do through some habits, and then there are some great habits that you want to adopt through your life even more. All right, the line is open to you if you have a word on habits. Anybody? Can y'all hear me? Hello?
I can hear you, Chief.
All right.
I don't know about anybody else.
Amen. I can hear it. Amen.
All right. Well, we want to hear you something.
I want you to, if you have any wisdom on habits, I'm opening up the line to you. I mean, I think God is trying to get something across to the people. As I said, this is a church for somebody.
Good morning.
And, amen. Good morning to you.
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila 860 from Connecticut Habits.
All right.
First of all, I want to give honor to God, who's truly the head of my life. I just thank God for allowing me to see a new day this morning. I just thank God for you, you, and you. Habits. Oh, God. I have a habit that God is working on me. Now, I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about anyone else on this prayer line. I'm talking about Sheila, Sister Sheila. My habit is shopping. I love to shop. I love to look good, smell good. I love the whole nine yards, and it's a habit. Habit. I have to have nice clothes. I just have to have it all. And I keep praying and keep praying and keep praying to God to remove this habit away from me. Because the reason why I say it's that habit, because sometimes I have a tendency to go overboard. But mind you one thing, my bills is paid, but it's still a habit. I'm talking about my world. It's still a habit. I need to be able to know it like I do know it, because I'm speaking it right now. But I need to set my grounds and say, okay, Sister Sheila, if it's so much a habit, why did you do it? I just love to shop. But at the moment right now, I'm in prayer. I've been in prayer with God about this, trying to allow myself to get better. I have been praying to God to get better for this habit for a while. I have improved. I'm here to say I have improved, but I still got work to do. Habit is a hard thing. And I tell you, I sure enough have that habit of shopping. I love to shop. I love to buy suits. I love to buy shoes. I'm a shoe person. I just love it. But God say, if you love me, you don't have to do all that. Just be yourself. You don't need all that, Sister Sheila. So I'm working on it. Since nobody didn't want to say anything, I just want to say my habit was a shopping habit. But I'm working on it. I have gotten better. There's more work in me. We all, in general, have habits. Dr. Johnson, I do have to say to you, this subject here, why a lot of us is not speaking on it, because it's a sore subject for us. Because we all do have habits, but we got to not be in denial with these habits and allow the Lord to work it out for us. And I truly thank the Lord today that he has did great things in my life with my habit of shopping. So I'm going to ask you guys to just continue to pray for Sister Sheila for our habit of shopping. God bless you. Thank you.
And Sister Sheila, just before you go, I want to tell you that you're helping a lot of people, And you hit it on the head. I'm not getting a lot of participation on this subject, and there's a reason why. But the Lord brought it to me and said, put it before the people. And many times God wants to open our eyes and take the cataracts off our eyes and let us see things that are hidden from us. And you just helped a lot of people, some people in foreign countries. Oh, my God, you blessed a lot of people. I've heard of people having all kind of habits. Some men have habits of buying suits, and they got more suits than they can ever wear, and just got to have those suits. Some people got a habit of buying shoes, got more shoes than they can ever wear. And yet there are people in foreign lands who don't even have one pair. We have to be careful about that over doing things about too having too much of this and too much of that, and never giving a thought to people who don't have it all. Amen. God would have us to be compassionate on others who don't have anything. Amen. Well, y'all have a comment? Sister Sheila, put it out there.
This is Mr. Stern. I definitely have a comment. Amen. I was in that same situation, and I'm not going to deny that I love to look good. I love to buy. I love to go to the stores. And I had a habit, but it was really out of control. But the Lord spoke to me. This has been about a few years ago, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me, don't buy nothing for a year. And I share this testimony with my people and everything. I have enough clothes that I can wear every day, and you wouldn't see it again for the whole year, maybe 2 years. My whole downstairs is, I have a downstairs for a family room, but the other side I have nothing but clothes that belong to me, clothes that tags is on them. And the Lord spoke to me, and this been a few years ago, do not buy anything. He didn't tell me not to buy personal items like stockings, deodorant, or what have you, but anything that was related to clothes. I didn't even go in the store. And if I did, the habit was broken that I could not buy. And then I did not punish myself like saying, oh, I wish I could have this, I wish I could have that. But what happened to me in that remark, in that statement, he didn't tell me I couldn't receive blessings. I started receiving blessings. People started buying me stuff, you know, and giving me gifts and clothes and everything. And, oh, my God, I'm not going to ever ask the Lord not to let me look good and look presentable. People tell me here in my area, do you ever dress down? Yes, I do dress down. What they call dress down is, you know, what they think, what they call dress up is my dress down during the week. And I never leave out of my house unless I'm dressed well. I don't think it's overly dressed. It's just one thing my mother and those really invested in us to look good and taught us, when you go out, you look well. And that's just in me, that when I go out, I'm going to look good. I'm going to take my time to dress. And, I mean, I have I have so many shoes until now I can't even wear them because my feet won't allow me. So that's breaking it right there. But I just wanted to say to Sister Sheila, you know, I love shopping. I can't deny that. That's a passion for me. But I got somewhat up under control. But my husband even tell me, I want you. You know, he doesn't stop me. He tell me whatever you want, you get it. You know, and everything. But I have to have self discipline to know what I need and what I don't need. And right now, I have no needs in the area of clothes, shoes, or whatever, you name it, I got it. Whatever color it is, I'm just telling you, whatever color it is, I got it. Whatever, you know, and then it was so bad, I have all of this, and then I don't know what to wear. And so I know that that was, and I And one thing, too, it related to, I was the baby girl of the family. And so I was just being given. They made sure I was dressed, and that went in my spirit. My older sisters and those, they took care of me. They bought this, they bought that. My all of them gone now. Every last one of them dead. And my aunts and all of them, they just bought, my daddy bought, they made sure I looked good. I was the youngest of the girls. And that fell on me all my life. I like to look good, smell good. I have one deaconess in my church. I don't have to buy my cologne or perfume. She buys it all for me. I'm subject to go to church any Sunday, and she buy the top brand. Well, that's my blessing. I can't take that away, but I have it all. And I thank God that I am blessed in that way. And the thing about it, my daughters can't wear any of my clothes. They can't wear none of my shoes, none of anything. So I know that it had to be broken for me. So the Lord spoke to me one Sunday in service and told me not to buy nothing for a whole year. Wear what you got, and still had more to wear. Now, I do believe when seasons change, you know, we change, you know, in things when seasons change and the fashion change, we change. But I thank God that I have it where I believe the Lord is pleased with me to where I am now. So, Sister Sheila, I know it's in the house. I know it's on the line, you know, because I know others that this past weekend they had every year in our area they have a real big, what you call a garage or, you know, sale and everything, and it's from the rich areas. And one of my mothers told me that one of my members bought 5 mink coats. Now, I wouldn't go that far. That's not me. You know, 5 mint coats, but they won't see the offering. So I'm going to leave that alone.
All right.
And Ambassador Johnson, help us out on this. It's not wrong for us to look good. My husband wants me to look good. He tell me, I want you to look good. Buy what you want, you know, and everything. So I'm looking, but I have to know in my mind when I know when enough is enough.
Amen. The Holy Ghost will let you know. Amen. I'm gonna open up the line to others.
Tell me, don't buy nothing for
yeah.
I'm being honest to let you know. I didn't know you all then, you know. And praise the Lord, the Holy Ghost. Me, praise the Lord, but when I go out, I'm going to look my best, you know.
Yes, ma'am, that's not a bad thing, that's a good thing. Look good and smell good, and God has blessed us to do so, but we have to do things in moderation. As Christians, as saints of God, we just have to, I think that's the bottom line, not to fall into a habit of doing this or doing that and going overboard habit.
Yeah.
I think, but somebody else, let me open the line to get a few more comments here. All right, the line is open to you if you have a comment on this. We're talking about habits.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Josh from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yes, ma'am.
I tell you the truth, this is my shop, and I love the shop.
That's a woman's passion.
And I think I really believe every woman that would hear my voice, they love to shop. I mean, I love to shop. I just like nice clothes. I mean, it's nothing. Now, for I hate coats. I do not like coats. I don't like fur coats. I don't like all that. I don't like stuff to be up around my neck.
All right, mother.
I want to be simple. I'm a simple person. I can wear and not have on a hat and gloves and all that stuff. I don't want all that stuff. I ain't trying to match my shoes. You just give me a black pair of shoes. I wear a black pair of shoes with anything I got. I don't have 25. One time I did, but since my feet was had surgery, I can't wear no. I just have to wear one pair of shoes, and that's all good. So you don't have to get. The Lord don't have to tell you to stay out of the store. It gonna come a time you can't go to the store because you can't wear the stuff in the store. You ain't gonna stay out of the store, and there's gonna be a time that you ain't gonna. When I bought, I bought, but now I can't buy like I used to. That's common sense. If I try to go out there and buy like I used to, something's going like it. So everybody loves the shop. I know I got so many clothes now, but I can't wear them. So I have to buy something that I can wear and something suitable. And I don't like no short skirts. I don't like no short dresses. I just forget that. You know, I don't.
Thank you so much.
I just like to be simple.
All right, brother.
And that's
I know most of you ladies who can talk on that all day long. Amen. Let's keep our comments maybe 2 minutes so we can get more people. I got another area, this habit subject that I want to discuss, but I'll keep it open on this right here. Anybody else want to talk on that right now?
Praise the Lord. God bless you, this Ambassador Stith. Glory to God. I'm going to just throw this in here right quick. Amen. I agree to everything that every woman of God has spoken, but the other thing I'm just throwing that has not been said is when we purchase all these things, I'm like Ambassador Stern, I love it all. Like Sheila, I have it all as well. Any color can change it. But the point is, when you buy, you need to get rid of something. And that was one of the problems that I had. All of my closets are consumed with clothes, shoes, hats, and jewelry, and I'm just one person in the house. But I'm learning I have plenty of room at sales. I give stuff away all the time. So that is what's becoming to be a blessing to me. But now at the point and the age I am now, because I'm in the ministry and I have to work the altars all the time, I don't wear those suits as much. I only when I'm not on program, which is it's a rarity. But there isn't a difference between an addiction and a habit. Addiction is something that you do repeatedly, successfully, over and over and over again, that you cannot go through your daily function without walking by a store and being impulsive and having to buy something, clothes with tags that you are not wearing. You have become addicted to something. A habit is something that can be broken. Yeah. Addiction to shopping is something that has to be used psychotherapy to break it, because then addiction takes away from something that you do. You stop paying your bills. You start making sacrifices at the expense of your family. You stop paying your tithes, and I'm going to stop right there. That's when it becomes addiction in your life. God bless you.
Thank you so much. That's Ambassador Stith. God bless you. I'll take one more person. You speak on that habits. The line is open to you. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. This is Ambassador Hagen. This is an exciting topic, and I want to thank you for letting the Lord use you. And I definitely agree with everything. In the shopping area, I have been known to be an anointed shopper. I would go into places where the sign outdoors would be going out of business, and I would go in and I would shop in such a way with such an anointing until they did not go out of business. I can name about 7, 8, or maybe 10 stores that were saved by the Lord, allowing me to go in there with the anointed shopper, and they stayed in business. In fact, one store stayed in business about another 8 or 9 years after I visited that anointed shopper, and then I stayed away for a while. And when I did, just not going there with that anointing, they did close and went out of business. So You'll be surprised. I use you. That's he can use you in incredible ways, and it can be for the good. God bless you. Back to you, Keith.
God bless you, Ambassador Hagen.
We call that God blessed us and gave us favor, so we just go in there and get it.
Ambassador Johnson, you know, I just wish that there was a man on the line to tell what their addiction are. We women, we just spill our guts, and y'all know everything about us. But the men don't ever tell what they need, got a habit on that they need to get rid of, you know, and everything. So I'm enjoying this because that's down my line. You know, we haven't, and I'm sure every woman can, you know, testify to this. But it would be just good to hear a man say, you know, I got a habit here that I need some help on, you know, pray.
Because we normally buy their clothes, so we know what they
Women is all.
Most men don't have a habit of buying a lot of clothes because we be spending all our money on y'all. That's what.
Dr. John, praise. My husband just got 3 suits this week, brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And are always on front line for everything, and don't get a chance to hear some of the things. This is not just for females. This is for male and females on the First Fruit Prayer Line, and we don't get a chance to hear them on the wisdom seminar. We need that. We need the men, you know, to come back and feedback so we'll know that it's just not us. You know, some men got some habits in shopping too.
Well, let's open it up. I mean, we got men on this line. If they'll say something, if we can get them to say something. Amen. All right.
Not the only thing of habits that, but that shopping just took it over today. There are a lot of habits that has not even been spoken this morning.
Absolutely.
So this is Sister Jerry, and I do like to shop myself. I got 4 walk-in closets, and every one of them is running over.
I love it.
And if I don't buy it, the kid's going to buy it. So I'm going to wear it. And I'm like Pastor Stern. When I go out, I want to look good. I do not wear my dresses up short. They got to be long. I do not wear those. And pants is another thing. I don't wear those. I don't go to church with pants and stuff on. I go with a skirt or a dress. Because I'm
hitting on something there. You're hitting on something there, Sister Jerry. What about that habit of those women have a habit of wearing pants to church? Every time you look up, they got pants on at church. What do y'all think about that habit?
I was trained by my grandmother. You do not go to church in pants. You put on a dress or a skirt. Look like a lady. Act like a lady. And that's the way I was just trained to do that. And that's why I don't wear them. Some people wear them, they go, it's cold out there. Well, it was cold before, but I did not wear those.
All right, you opened up a can there. I'm going to leave it open a moment. Anybody have a comment on that? If you do, the line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to say a second emotion to that, Dr.
Who are you?
I thank God and Jesus. Bishop Hagen.
Oh, that's Bishop Hagen.
I thank God, Dr. Stern. I thank God in Jesus' name. Amen. This is wonderful. But I tell you what now, I warn you, y'all come to Hagen Temple. Praise God in Jesus' name, you're going to come to the pulpit. I tell you, even when people rent the church, Hagen Temple is a big old church. I can put about close to 2,000 hell of people in there. But whenever you come down, you're going to go in that pulpit. You don't come there with no pants on sitting up there in the pulpit. I don't care, rent it or uncover service. Amen. Praise God. And I believe in that principle. A woman should wear a dress. So God bless you. And Jesus, she looks more like a woman. She looks intelligent. She looks sophisticated. She looks all that and plus that. And maybe she may not be all that, but when a woman pulls a dress, it says something.
That's what I want to hear. Amen. It's the Lord.
But I love you.
All right, Bishop. That's Bishop Hagin.
Amen.
Y'all set up some stuff here. Yeah, that's a bad habit of trying to wear pants all the time in service, any time in service. I like to see a woman look like a woman. This is a day and time, and I'm almost about to get into what I was going to talk about a moment ago, but this is a day and time that we see everything. We hear about everything, and people are so loose in this day and time you got women looking like men and men looking like women. We have to have some lines that we draw. That's only that separates addiction from habits and habits from addiction and everything. You got to draw lines. Say, I'm not going to go this far. I like to dress well. I like to look well. I like to smell well. But where is the line that you draw? You know, you can like ice cream. Ice cream, nothing wrong with it. But if you eat too much of it, you've gone too far. You can be sinful in eating ice cream. You can be sinful in buying clothing and buying shoes. You can be sinful in all these things. Now you have to have moderation. That's why the Bible tells us to do all things in moderation. Because he didn't want us to get too far out there. The enemy will use the materialistic things to make you materialistic rather than spiritual. You're so materialistic. You come up there to pray, and you get too much in a habit. You come up there to pray, and you close your eyes. Instead of you thinking about Jesus, you thinking about what you got on, thinking about your shoes, is my hair all right, and all that kind of stuff. The enemy will ease you into materialistic things rather than to spiritual things. All right? I'm going to keep this open on tomorrow, too. Think about it today. One of the things I do want to put out there just for a moment for you to think about that. I want to talk about the habit of watching television. You are what you intake, what you take in. And one of the things I'll be saying tomorrow again is that you can watch men kissing men doing the show and think that that habit of watching that show doesn't have a spirit that many times comes out of the TV and gets in you. You can watch women kissing women, and these producers and these playwrights writing all kind of stuff like that. Those things carry spirits. They'll try to jump out on you, and you don't even know they've jumped on you. But it's the enemy trying to ease you into certain things and make your morals at a low ebb in your life, where anything is all right. Before you know it, you're doing almost anything or everything. The things that you were taught as a child, they're weighing down, they're worn down because you've been watching. You got a habit of watching this, got a habit of watching that, and the enemy will ease you into backslidden condition simply because spirits go with certain things. Anybody want to comment on that real quick here? We'll hit it tomorrow a lot. All right, any comments?
You want to talk about it today, Ambassador Johnson, Chief Ambassador?
I'll tell you what.
It can be good and bad. And, I critique, and, well, I don't have anybody critique because my husband and I are the only ones here. But when my grandson is here, I definitely is all in his Kool-Aid, is what they say. You know, I'm going to know what you're watching and what have you, because I didn't raise my children on that, and I don't even allow it in the house. We have TVs, but it's what we watch on the TV, because it can. I just feel like no saint of God should have that in their spirit anyway. If you're truly holy and sanctified, all of that stuff is filtered out of you. But just in case somebody just on teetle edge and everything, that's not of God, because you're entertaining the enemy. And my husband tells me, sometimes he watches it so he could deal with the young people to let them know what they shouldn't be watching, because he say, I can handle that, you know. You know, Jesus had to become everything to win souls. And he say, but when I'm dealing with them, I'm able to let them know what is not good for them, because every household is not the same. You can have children that go to church, but their parents may not be as anointed or saved, you know, for them to even, they watching it themselves with the children. And so we still have to be wise in the spirit to know how to deal with those that we come across. You're a leader and they ask you this question about homosexual, lesbian, you say, oh, no, I don't deal with that. But you got to be able to go into the Word in the book of Leviticus and tell them that man don't sleep with man and woman don't sleep with woman. You got to deal with those issues in the body of Christ. And so you should be at a matured age to know that TV can be poison to you if you're watching the wrong thing. God bless you is my prayer.
All right, God bless you. I'm going to leave that open just for a moment. If you have a comment, speak on that, okay?
Yes, praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Hagen, and I so agree with what's been said, and it's so true. We were taught from little kids that, you know, that if you look and watch those things, those spirits will jump out of the TV and they will possess you. But we were taught that that's spiritual abuse. Whenever you're looking at something that goes against the Word of God, and it does bring spiritual death, spiritual abuse, if you not take care of it, it will bring spiritual death. God bless, though. You know, keep it away. Keep it out of the house. God bless you. Back to you, Chief.
This one. All right. Any other comments?
Chief Ambassador, Ambassador Stiff, I was watching that television. I'm just going to use a few words. Has a negative impact and influence on an individual life personally. If you're having personal issues and into the stories and you're seeing the people that are cheating on their spouses, you begin to think your spouse is cheating on you, or everything that you see, it reference something personally in your life that you take over and consumes you, then you start living the life of all my children, the days of our life, as the world turns. And before you know,
that's
your world will be turning. God bless you.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Any other comments?
Yes, this is Ambassador Gina, and I just want to say I agree with you, Chief, about those TV programs just last week and lately, this show Empire that's been coming on Wednesday nights. And even some radio station says, well, some pastors are changing their Bible study night because the saints are not showing up on Wednesday nights. They're home watching Empire. And I had the opportunity to kind of see what Empire was about. Some of the topics, the very topics, I've heard little girls talking about Cookie, 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 who is Taraja P. Henson. And they try to act like her, try to say the things that she say, try to walk like her. So I 100% agree. Some stuff needs to be censored, you know, for our youth to watch, because it is planting the wrong idea in their heads. God bless you.
God bless you. All right, anyone else? And that's just it. I mean, that, thank you. You brought opened up something there. I had to be away just for a moment, but you opened up something really that we ought to discuss a little bit. But we can't watch these television programs and allow them to work on our morals. We can't watch those programs and try to be like them on television in our attitudes, in our morals, and any way, some things that we didn't, we were trained against when we were children, parents taught us this or that. We can't throw those things away. Just because, see, and I'm hitting this today because our society is being controlled by programs, some good and some bad, but they're controlling the minds of the people. Don't tell me that Steve Harvey and his program, what is that? I forgot the name of it. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Think Like a Man, and his program, the 60-day program of being celibate, and after that, don't care if you're not married, you could do it. I don't agree.
See, and Oprah Winfrey, you know, they teach on having, you know, every a relationship and sex and everything is all right. Those things are affecting our nation. Many people are adapting what Oprah and Steve Harvey say rather than what the Bible says. And we're in trouble because, and then Ellen DeGeneres, you know, she's controlling our white folks across the country. But people are listening to these things on television, taking in things, and they're overriding what God is saying because they see it on television. The Family Feud, y'all can say what you want to say. That's a very good program. But notice that almost every question they're asking is about sex. Well, you got to be able to have insight to see these things. Listen to the questions. It's about, you know, most of them are very angled around sex or something. These programs, and then people take these answers from Family Feud and they put them in their lives to control them because it's what 100 people think. So it must be right rather than the Bible being right. I might go over today a little bit, but I'm opening the line to comment on that. Go ahead.
This is Evangelist Palmer, and I agree that television doesn't have a good effect in a lot of ways on people, as well as it's to the place that they're putting subliminal messages in the movies so that the people can take in the subconscious things that they really would not be exposed to thinking if it wasn't for the subliminal messages. And in the cartoons, they're putting Will Richcraft spells and in the cartoons. And in that one called Lion King, it's causing a rebelliousness to call up in the children because that little catchy tune that got the one line that says, nobody say do this and nobody say do that, I just can't wait to be king, is telling children they just can't wait to rebel against their parents and to be grown. So it puts that rebelliousness in them concerning nobody tell me what to do.
That's right. Thank you so much. Thanks to God. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. The devil is easing things in on us, mainly through television everywhere. He's easing things in us. You got more scenes now than 3 years ago. You got more scenes about a man kissing a man, about a woman kissing a woman, having sex on nationwide television. If they don't show the actual act of it, they lead you right to it where they're kissing, and then they go from that. Open your eyes. The enemy, when he brings things on you, he eases them in on you. And what the devil is doing to our nation, to saints and to churches and everything else, he's trying to ease this homosexual, lesbian thing on America where they pass laws. See, the bottom line is they get to the laws, and because it has been eased in on us so much, they pass laws that say that it's all right for a man to marry a man, a woman to marry a woman. Why? Because they've eased it in. Well, now it's acceptable. And the enemy is doing a lot of it, just like drugs years ago, like cigarettes years ago. You know, they eased it in on us. And now drugs are everywhere and accepted many times. They vote on marijuana being accepted and things like that. That's just the beginning of it. Open your eyes. You start voting on marijuana being accepted in the state. That's just the beginning. Satan eases in on us. Watch what happens in 5 years. It may be before that, where you are voting heroin because it helps a lot of people. It's going to be voted in that it's all right to use heroin. And then if they find out there are some good attributes about PCP, they're going to vote it in, that it's all right to use a PCP in moderation. See, you got to beware of what the enemy is trying to do. He's trying to make a Sodom and Gomorrah of our nation, just like he did of Sodom and Gomorrah. And we got as saints of God, we got to keep our eyes open and recognize what the enemy is trying to do. Don't adapt those things to your life. Amen. The enemy will wear your morals down, wear your spirituality down. There are certain things that you just cannot live out in real life. God bless you. Any comment before I move?
Yeah, you know, Dr. Johnson, praise the Lord, this is Mother Johnson. Ain't nothing is going on that haven't been on before. We just didn't know nothing about it. Ain't nothing under the sun new. Everything that's been going on way back before my parents was born and their parents were, they had things, but it wasn't like it is now. They just bring it out now more. It's been there, but they just didn't bring it out. Now they bring it out.
Yeah, new technology and things like that.
Yeah.
All right.
It ain't nothing new.
Manifested.
All right, any other comments?
Keith Ambassador, this Ambassador Smith, and I would just like to add to what Mother said. It's been there, but now it is to the point where it is legal. Before, it was not known because people was not actually doing it where it was exposed. When you use drugs, whether it's synthetic drugs, now the thing is you use it for medicinal reasons, for people that who has glaucoma, for cancer, for AIDS patients. So you have those type of people, but other people are breaking into their homes and using it for other reasons. And then it's become where it's sold on the street. Anytime you use something from misuse to abuse to dependency, and then it becomes out of the place where it's illegal. It's not acceptable, but it's been there. Yes, you're correct. It's been there all the time, but now it's not. It's used for, because it distorts your thinking. That's why we have so many criminal addictive behaviors. That's how why we have people that are doing things that are in prison and still in jail and not thinking, have no remorse for breaking in your house, for raping a child, or for shooting you or robbing you, because of what it does to you, to your frontal lobe in the brain. And a lot of women and older people realize that they don't know the, how addictive they are to those psychotropic drugs that are in their medicine cabinets right now today. And it's been there all the time, but it's misused. God bless you.
And thank you so much. I just want to thank God to recognize the strategy that the enemy is trying to pull on us as well as the nation. Let me just give you this example that I use many times. Years ago, on the news, they had a person who was a doctor who was trying to, actually, he was just taking the lives of people, but he was caught in a mercy killing when they become old and et cetera. He wanted to take them out of their misery and kill them. I think his name was Kevorkian.
Yeah.
Dr. Kevorkian. Well, they came against that, and I don't know the exact thing they did, but somehow they ruled against what he was doing, et cetera. The enemy was trying to be God through Kevorkian and get that in, because, see, across the country, you would have had doctors just doing mercy killings. You take your loved one, like Mother Johnson was in the hospital. We stayed there day and night because we weren't going to let the enemy sneak in the back door. Sometimes they slip your loved one a pill, and you show up the next morning. Oh, she passed during the night, but they really killed her. That Kevorkian thing was really going on. But let me show you something. They had accepted it in society, and they shut Kevorkian up and put it against almost legally that he couldn't do that. But what the enemy did, he backed up. He backed up and came back again. And how did he come back again? He came back through a theory now called a hospice. Oh. Yeah. You put your loved one in hospice now, and you'll see within a week's time they're gone. Because they got a method they use that will take people out of here. And that is, first of all, they give them that morphine. And morphine will shut down everything in the body. You know, it shut down the kidneys, shut down the heart, everything else. So you gotta be careful. And I know things I'm saying the enemy doesn't like, so just pray for me. But it is the way he does. He can get something on you here. He'll back up and come another way where he thinks you don't recognize it, like as I just explained to you. And then I hope this is helping somebody. We have to be aware of these habits that we have, because the enemy will use them to try to make us go into lukewarmness, and God said he spills out of his mouth. All right, God bless all of you. We have come to a certain amount of time here. Amen. We have time to maybe get some urgent prayer requests and have some prayer. Anybody have a prayer request? Let it be known now. Amen. The line is open to you. Brother Johnson said, pray for her. Brother Johnson said, pray for her. All right, anybody else?
Brother Wilson, this is Brother Wilson. I need your prayers. Pray a special prayer for me.
Brother Wilson from Memphis, Tennessee.
Special prayer for me, Mr. Peterson. I need special prayer.
Oh, Mr. Peterson. Amen. Let's take those three requests. Hey, those three requests. Brother Johnson, Brother Wilson, Sister Peterson. Somebody pray for them, and we'll move on. Anybody have a prayer that you can pray for? Brother Johnson, Sister Peterson, Brother Wilson. Amen. Anyone?
Good morning, this is Evangelist LaTanya. I'll pray. Father God, we thank you right now, God. We just praise your holy name, God. Oh, God, we just come humble, God, before your throne of grace, God. God, I uplift Mother Johnson before you, Father God. I ask, Lord God, that you meet the needs for her, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her, God. We just thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to hear her voice this morning, God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your will being done in her life, Lord God. Continue to keep her encouraged, God. Continue to keep her strong, God. Continue to keep her endeavoring in the things of you, Father God. We just thank you, Lord God, for your love, God, that you have for her, Father. We thank you for her, God. Father God, we uplift Mother Wilson right now before you, Lord God. Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus that your will, Lord God, be done concerning her health, Father God. In the name of Jesus, touch her from the crown of her head, God, to the soles of her feet, Lord God. Father God, I even ask you to look on her lungs this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, her breathing, Father God. Father God, I ask that you to strengthen her this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, in her body, God, as well as Mother Johnson, God. Strengthen her in her body, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, God, for moving by your mighty spirit, Father God. Father God, I lift Sister Peterson, Lord God, before you, Lord God. Meet the needs, Lord God. Meet the needs, Lord God, spiritually as well as naturally, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head, God, to the soles of her feet, Lord God. We thank you for your healing virtue, God. We thank you, Lord God, for these women of God, God. We ask your will, Lord God, to be done in them and through them and for them, God, for your glory, God. And we thank you and we give your name all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. All right. That's Evangelist Tanya Williams. God bless you. Wonderful prayer. Anyone else have a prayer request before we leave this morning?
Praise the Lord. Mother Johns for a minute now. But just keep Pastor Gina, Pastor Tony, and Pastor Stevenson. He just got out of the hospital.
Stephen.
These people and prayer. Pastor Stevenson. And just have them in prayer.
All right. Any other prayer request?
Good morning. This is
good morning.
Ambassador-elect Bernita, I would like to request prayer for Mother Willie Daniels and for missionary Katie Easton.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Why don't we get someone to pray for those two people and also Mother Johnson, her request. All right. Can anyone do that? If so, the line is open to you if you feel led to pray this morning. What a wonderful privilege it is to talk to God. Anyone? All right.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now. First and foremost, Lord, we want to ask for forgiveness of those sins of omission and commission. God, as we lift up your people this morning, God, let us first and foremost lift up the man of God, our chief ambassador. God, we thank you for everything that you're doing in his life. We're asking you right now to look over both he and his companion, Ambassador Betty Johnson, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you heard the request today, God. Lift open up the mothers, the request of Ambassador-elect Frierson for those women of God. God, you know what they stand in need of, whether it be healing spiritually or naturally, Lord. We're asking you to be in the midst of the situations today, God. In Jesus' name I pray. God, look on, and please forgive me, I did not get that second request. But God, you know who they are and what they stand in need of. I'm asking you right now, God, that you play a visitation there and let your will be done in that situation. In Jesus' name I pray. Look on the request of Mother Johnson and all those that do not get on the line today to make their request, God. We're asking you that you bless them and keep them. Grant them the desires of their heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Thank you. Wonderful. All right. Any other prayer requests? I'm going to ask one more time. Any other prayer requests?
Yes, this is Brother Lawson, and I need a prayer for my back.
Brother Lawson, why don't you jump in there and tell them all about your habits of shopping, Brother Lawson?
I got it on late, Pastor.
God bless you. We'll get prayer for your back. Amen. I know that's a serious thing. Yes. All right. Anyone else with a prayer request? All right. Let me pray for your back, Brother Lawson. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is just to speak with you. I know you're busy, but you're never too busy to hear the cry of your servants, and we thank you for it. Forgive me for anything I've done that would keep my prayer or hinder my prayer. Forgive me for all sins of omission and sins of commission. Help me to forgive those who trespass against us, we pray. And look on Brother Lawson. Well, his wife too, Lord, look on her. Touch his back, God, all down in the muscle portion, all down in the bones, everywhere, all the ligaments and everything in that back. And your complete deliverance, oh God, would you allow the oil of the anointing to be in that back, Lord, because the anointing destroys every yoke. I'm asking you, even while I'm speaking to you, Lord, your word says, while we're yet speaking, you will hear. Oh, God, hear the prayer and touch his back even now. Let the anointing go on it, God, and drive all affliction demons out. Hey, God, touch his soul until he feels better. Touch his soul until he sees a sign that healing virtue has taken place in his back. Oh, go there in the small of his back and remedy that situation in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we give you the glory and the praise for all that you're doing and have done. Now, Lord, enable him to do a ministry. Enable him to go even to visit those people who are down and let them know that I serve a Savior who's able to lift you up when you're down. I pray that you enable him to do ministry and go there at the church. If he's a deacon or whatever he is, let him administer ministry through his hands and do what he needs to do for the church, because you've healed his back and you've given him the ability to do more things for you, Lord. And we'll praise you and give you the honor and the glory shall be thine. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen.
Man.
Is there one more request? I'll take one more. All right. If you have a request, let it be known. Anybody else? All right, God. Are you speaking? Someone speaking?
Morning, Chief Johnson, Charlotte Gray. I am praying for this good job to come through and for anyone else that needs a good job. That's my prayer request for the week. It's a good job.
All right. We'll take that individual request. Have time for that. Someone want to pray such as Charlotte Gray and for good jobs all over the country for our people who are on this prayer line. I'm praying for them. The line is open to you to pray if you want to pray. All right. Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you look on every person who needs a job. I'm praying for great jobs. Not just good jobs, but great jobs, paying great money. The enemy doesn't want your people to have great money. He doesn't want us to have those jobs that will really enable them to be generous to the church, and generous in paying their tithes, and generous in giving offerings. But God, this is a time when the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And I'm asking you, those jobs that have been denied to your people, making $100,000, God, open those jobs up. And God, remind the people, I'm praying this prayer, that you open up those $100,000 jobs or more to your people. You are able to do exceeding abundantly. And many times we haven't received it because we have not, because we ask not. But I'm asking you this morning to open up those jobs to your people, that they may begin with to your work and to your church, in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray this at amazing grace. I'm praying it on this line this morning. I know that you're making millionaires across this country, and the wealth of the wicked is being given to the just. And I'm asking you on this line, as you're making millionaires across this country, remember this prayer line, the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line, and even the blog line. And I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, as you're making millionaires, remember these folks on this line and the blog line, and remember them and make some millionaires on these lines, I pray. God, I pray this because you're Jehovah God, and you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. And I'm asking you, Lord, because you're able to do this. Man is not, but you're able to do it. And I'm asking you to bring it to pass in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen. And anybody who wants to receive that, just say, Lord, let it happen to me. Lord, let it happen to me. God bless you. God bless you. All right. We're out of time today. We've had a wonderful time. And some people on the line have really been blessed. You've blessed a lot of people. This has been their church. And we thank God for them. Go with Jesus, and he'll go with you. All right. Remember this. No matter what you're going through, it's going to be all right. Keep your hand in the hand of the Master, and everything will be all right. Y'all have a wonderful day. Some of y'all are already gone. But have a wonderful day. The Lord bless you and keep you. Keep us in your prayers. God bless you. Keep us in your prayers. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Have a blessed day, Saints. Blessed weekend.
Before we go, are y'all still there?
Yes, sir.
You know what? Yesterday was Ambassador Hagen's birthday. And we didn't get it yesterday, but let's get it today. The line is open to everybody who would like to mention and wish her a happy birthday. Ambassador Hagen is the one who brings us on every morning and gives us our instructions. We certainly want to remember her. Amen. We'll remember her today and bring her back Monday if we have to. All right, and if there's a need for us, if you don't get it today. But the line is open to you to wish her a happy birthday. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning, Ambassador. Happy birthday to you, and I hope you have many, many more. This is Betty in Kansas City.
Good morning, Sister Hagen. This is Charlotte Gray. Happy birthday.
Good morning.
Happy birthday. Go ahead.
Good morning, Ambassador Hagen. This is Evangelist LaTanya. Happy birthday to you. God bless you.
Let me find out, are you there, Ambassador Hagen?
Ambassador Hagen, you there? You stepped away.
Praise God. Yes, I'm here.
Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, God bless you, woman of God, and you live as long as you want to live and enjoy your birthday. Ambassador Stern.
Happy, happy birthday to Hagen. This is Bernita, Ambassador Elect.
Good
happy
morning.
Happy birthday,
Dr.
Evangelist. Ambassador Hagen, happy birthday to you.
Ambassador Dr. Hagen, good morning. This is Gina, Ambassador Gina, and I just want to say happy birthday, my sister. Enjoy your birthday weekend. God bless you.
Wow, thank you. Wow, thank you.
All right, anyone else?
God bless you, Sister Hagen. Sister Linda from Utah. I just want to tell you that I love you and have many, many more.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you so much.
Sister Lucille, Sister Hagen, I just want to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right, anybody else?
Happy birthday, Dr. Hagen. This is Sister Jolene Garnett. God bless you. Love you.
Thank you. Love you too.
Anyone else wanting to wish Ambassador Dr. Hagen a happy birthday?
Happy birthday, Ambassador Hagen. Cassiel, God bless you.
Happy birthday, Brother Lawson.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. This is Mary Jansen. This is Mary Jansen. From Kansas City. I'm going to say happy birthday, Bishop. Happy birthday. God bless you. Bless me and God bless you.
This is for Dr. Hagen, his wife.
And Dr. Hagen. Well, God bless both of you. And I'm so glad to just say good morning to you. I said, I know you haven't been where I've been. I've been where I couldn't even think a word of prayer. Oh, my God, I've been down, down, down. Couldn't say how to pray. But the word said, Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he never left me nor forsake me. And I thank God I'm here today to say good morning to each of you on the line.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you and Dr. Stern, Executive Stern. I want to tell her, God bless you, and I thank you for your gift. I really appreciate it. Keep on praying for Mother Johnson. I don't know what the Lord going to take me, but I thought I'd have been gone for now. But thank you for praying for Mother Johnson, all righty?
And Dr. Hagen,
Bishop Hagen. I told them a while back, I appreciate it. I thank you so much. The Lord is blessing me. Just keep me in your prayers.
Latanya,
yes, God bless her too. You know, my mind is not as strong as it was, but I thank God I haven't lost my mind.
Sister Hendrick,
and all the rest of you that sent me a gift, I want you to know I appreciate it, God.
God bless all of y'all.
Wow, thank you so much, Mother Adelie Johnson, and we just love you and we appreciate you. This means so much from you, I tell you, and we're praying for you, and we pray the Lord to let you live a long time at least. You know, they say it's anywhere from 120 to 150 is now the years for an individual to live, and we pray that he'll just strengthen you and allow all the blessings to come your way. This is really a blessing hearing from you this morning, and thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, and we love you. Thank you so much.
God bless you. All right, anyone else want to wish you a happy birthday? The line's open to you. All right, anyone else? Go ahead and speak up. Again, Ambassador Hagen, Dr. Hagen, we wish you a very, very wonderful happy birthday weekend. Amen. I know the people there in Hagen, Georgia, and I know how they cook. My. I know y'all going to have dinner galore. I was there in Hagen, Georgia. They cook special meals for me every night, every night. They love to cook there in Hagen, Georgia. And I've never seen people who could shout like the people in Hagen, Georgia. Every round. I don't know. I mean, not just one time, but they have 5 and 6 and 8 rounds of shouting every night. They can shout in Hagen, Georgia. Amen. I was looking at some of them steps. Amen. My God, they really know how to shout there. So I know you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. The Lord bless you, and may you have a wonderful time. God bless you. Anyone else before we close?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Chief. Really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Anyone else? All right, y'all have a wonderful weekend. God bless you.
God bless. And she, if I had $1 million for everybody that were kind, I would share it with everyone today. God bless you. Thank you all so
God
much.
God bless you.
You
I meant to mention that last night we had a wonderful, wonderful youth prayer line. It was off the chain. And thank God for what he did there. Just really, really good. So, anyway, I meant to mention that. God bless all y'all. Have a wonderful day.
It's Palm Sunday weekend. Praise the Lord. A lot of praises is going to go up. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you, Chief Ambassador. May you have a blessed weekend. You and Ambassador Lady Betty, I wish God's blessings upon you all this weekend. And this weekend, praise the Lord, we didn't mention it, but it is Amen Friday. And on Friday, we do a love offering to our Chief Ambassador. Amen. And it would be such a blessing for him to receive some blessings on our Palm Sunday weekend. And we all know, should know how to do it now. If you would go to your local Walmart, amen, and send it to Vernard Johnson. Amen. And that's... I don't have my papers before me. Somebody would have to help me out, but I just remember that before you said, have a nice weekend. We want to bless the man of God, and most of you have his address and know how to do it. So God bless you all is my prayer. We want to always encourage him, not only just in word, but in deed as well. So let's continue to lift up the hands and the arms of Chief Ambassador and Lady Ambassador Lady Betty and just love on them with love offerings. God bless you all. This is my prayer.
Set
God
meter.
Bless you.
P.O. Box 26593. P.O. Box 26593. Overland Park, Kansas. 66225. Or you may go to Walmart. Send it Walmart to Walmart. And care of Dr. Vernard, V as in Victory, Johnson. In Overland Park, Kansas, or you can just put Kansas. The number that you would like to call at to give the number is 913-406-4845. Again, that number is 913-406-4845. And leave the reference number if you do not get an answer. Thank you in advance, all of you all, for your kind gifts and thoughts. God bless you.
Thank both of you for your kind compassion. We appreciate it very, very much. All right. We've had a great time here today. And thank you all in advance for all of your gifts. Oh, my God. Someone sent me a special gift. Real special. All gifts are special, but this was a real special gift the other day. I want to thank Mother Digby, amen, for her real special gift. God bless you. Thank you so very, very much. And we appreciate all of you. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
And Chief Ambassador, I just want to leave with you. This has been a very healthy week on the First Fruit Prayer Line as far as the spirit. It's just been really encouraging and lifted. Amen. And I appreciate, amen, the service on the First Fruit Prayer Line, the blog, and the Youth Prayer Line all week. It's just been off the chain. So I appreciate good service. So I just want to let you know that I always let my leader know. I always let him know, thank you for the food that you fed to me this week. I definitely and greatly appreciate it.
Thank
and
you.
I want to pick on that and agree on that. What a great way to lead into the Holy Week with our all-night prayer, our shut-in, then the prayer lines that we've had, the blog lines. That is a habit. Well, not a habit, but it's an addiction. And I thank God for it. I believe Ambassador Stern said good addictions, and I thank God for these good addictions.
All right. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Wonderful. All right. Any other comments before we go? Keep Mother Johnson in your prayers. She's doing much better. Amen. She got up on yesterday. I was in her way. Amen. She just knocked me out. that I would not wish. But she pushed me out of the way. Amen. Thank God that gave me a good sign that she's doing so much better.
Yes.
Much better. Thank God for her.
I hope you don't mind me sharing this, but I was over there the other day, and Mother Johnson got up with her walker. Chief was standing in the doorway, and she just got her walker and aimed straight for him and picked up speed as she was coming. The humor is coming back at Mother Johnson, and I thank God she is on her way back. She's back. She's back. I mean, I saw a miracle happen right before my very eyes, and I thank God for it. Thank God for you and Lady Betty. Chief, love y'all most much.
God bless you. God bless you. And I tell you, I know she's back because Ambassador Hagen and Bishop Hagen sent her some money. And I said, Mama, you've been talking about you won't be here long. You're getting ready to leave. So I said, you know, you don't need that money, Mama. She told me, boy, you just foolishness. When people are almost at the point of death, they don't want to fool with no foolishness. And you just got foolishness. So she is definitely back and doing much better. God bless her. Amen. And she's listening to me. I better leave that alone. God bless all of y'all. Have a wonderful day.
God bless. Don't forget the blog line tonight.
That's right, 9 o'clock. Thank you. Who was that? Who remembered that? Is that Sister Bunny?
This is Dr. Stern.
Oh, Dr. Stern. Ambassador Stern, God bless you.
And
All right.
Don't get so holy that you forget about Saturday night and Sunday night.
Yes. Saturday and Sunday night we'll be on the blog line. Yeah, tonight, Saturday night and Sunday night. I mean, the Lord said to me, since you're going to thank me 1,000 times on Saturday and Sunday, why don't you use it as a training method to teach people how to give me 1,000 thank yous? See, people have never, across the country, most time I'm hearing, they never thought about thanking God 1,000 times. They don't know how to do it. I didn't know how to do it until the Holy Ghost showed me and taught me. And now he has me teaching people across the world how to thank God 1,000 times. It gets some miracles, and it brings them into the presence of the Lord even more. It positions them for miracles, and it helps them to focus on the spiritual rather than the natural. And it also encourages other people to thank God. For centuries, for eras, people have mistreated the Lord. He's done so much for them, and every time they go, it's give me this, give me, give me, give me, give me. They mistreated him. And they had such a habit of mistreating God until they didn't even recognize they had the habit. They just knew that they were doing it this way, doing it that way. But it was a habit of mistreating God. He would do so much for them, and they would do so little for him if they did anything at all. It's not good. It's not good. People who are kind to you and have been there for you, it ought to mean something. Just like God has been there for you all this time, you ought not put things and people before him. He's the one who has longevity with you. And you ought to remember him. He was there when nobody else was at the hospital. He was there when nobody else sent money to you when you couldn't pay your bills. He was doing that. And longevity is important. It means something to God. And so for ages they have misused God. But he's the one who's been there all this time, helping and seeing you through every one of your storms. When your mama died, he was there. When your daddy died, he was there. When your sister died, brother died, he was there. First, before you even got to the funeral home, he was there. And you can't forget God because he's done so much. So let's remember to thank him. If you can, take time out of your schedule and give him 1,000 thank yous. Amen. We do it on the blog line. Come and join us. God bless you. The number is 646-595-2035. 646-595-2035. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.